Okay, so Pechas Amud Aleph at the two dots. Yasom Sheshachto Lo Apotropsin. So Shmas Mina Yesh Breira. If the Yasom is somehow able to affiliate with one of the two Karbanos, so that means that retroactively there's Breira. So Amr Bzeira, no, but Sela Bayis Mikol Makom. It says Sela Vesavos, Sela Bayis. So if we take a look at Rashi, Rashi explains Sela Bayis. Ish Bal Habayis Yikachanu L'chol B'nei Beiso Ve'ein Tzarech Daitan. Right, we're talking with a Yasom, a minor, so, you know, you can't really talk about this being any kind of a proof for Breira. On the contrary, Leis Breira, that is Rashi's Mahalich throughout the entire Sugya. Basically, the other Rishonim seem to agree. But the point is that, you know, Bal Karcham, Selavei Savos, Selabayis, the Bal Habayis, in this case, the Apotropos, Yikachanu L'chol B'nei Beiso. So Tosus picks up exactly on that point and says, yeah, this is Gupa the Chiluk between Isha, where we had a Stam. Remember, Rabbeinu Tam's position was, oh, we should assume that all women really want to go back to Beis Aviyah, at least that first time, right? But from that point on, we should assume that the scales are tipped to Beis Baila unless she articulates otherwise. But this is different because this is a case of a Yasam. So Tosus says, Shmas Mino Yesh Beira, Hachalo Shayach, my Rotsa Bishash Shchita, right? That's what we said before about the Isha. We would have thought the umdana was the baser baila greiratveh, again, unless it's the regular harishon. Aval hacha imrotze b'shashchita naikamash malan, right? It can't possibly mean anything because we're dealing not with an isha, but we're dealing with a yasom. So tosus l'shitasam say selabayis mikom akom perush mishum de selabayis. Lav do raisa, or selabase avos, Tosa says, at the Haggah, the Magi adds, and just base avos, lav do raisa, vahachi isle, the rabzera gufe, beperakein bin hamudar, vim tomar, veheach machel pesach, shalola minuya, nihi the katan ochel nevelos, right, we're dealing with a katan, in bezdin mitzuvim lafrisho, lispos lobi adai, maser, but you can't hand tarfos nevelos to a katan. So if what we're doing is we're saying that, really, you know, we're just affiliating them, mikol makom, midrabanan, with one of the karbanos, with one of the psachim, but there's nothing truly to affiliate the katan with this particular karban pesach, right? There are multiple apotropsin, so we're basically saying that this is shalola minuyav. So isn't this part of Bezdin's responsibility, even if we don't have to be mafresh a katan from machalos asuros? We shouldn't organize this lechatchila. So Amarida hasam yalfinan milo sochlum velo aser eladum yedeshratzim unevelos. So v'chiyagav nadika chinuch mitzvah shari. It's a remarkable position. So we derive it in that context from lo sochlum, right? And we darshan that you cannot, bekum va'asei feed machalos asuros tekitanim. But Tosus is putting their finger on a chiluk we've seen now many, many, many times. This is one of the main arrows in our quiver in terms of the lamdos of psachim, that he's saying it's not machalos asuros. It's not sheretz. It's not nevela. There's an iser achila of shalola minuyav. And if you hold that that's derabanan, so hey mamru, vehey mamru, that it's more important for tam chinuch to affiliate them with a carbon pesach, and we'll waive the issue of Breira that ultimately results in the fact that they're really not affiliated in a natural way with this Karban Pesach. Okay, so that's a very important reading of the Balei Tosfos. We'll see that the issue of Chinuch is very, very significant going forward in the Daf as well. So Tana Rabbanan Sela Bayis Malami Chadam Baby Veshochir Al Yidei Bino Bito Haktanim Bal Yidei Avdo Shivchaso Knanim. Right, there's Kinyan Haguf. Ben Midatan, Ben Shalom Midatan. Avaleno Shochir al Yidei Beno Bito Hagdolim, Val Yidei Abdo Veshivchaso HaEvrim, Val Yidei Ishto Elo Midatan. So the question is, what defines Das? Are they going to have to, you know, consent, affirmative consent? Are they going to have to articulate that? Are we going to have implicit consent, tacit consent? So this is a very fascinating part of the Sugya. So Tani Idach Lo Yishchar Adam Lo Al Yidei Beno Bito Hagdolim, as we said before, just the inverse. If they would shecht for themselves, v'shachad rabban aleihem yotzin b'shal rabban ve'en yotzin b'shal atzman chutz min ha'isha she yechol limchos, she can opt out. So Maishna Isha, why is she different than, let's say, adult children? So Amarava Isha v'chol d'damila, anybody who is in her category, in other words, that has a voice of their own, such as adult children and, an Eved Ivri, who is a gadol. An Am Ivri, by definition, can't be a gedola, because she's a yotzes b'simanim. Okay, a little bit further. So hagufa kasha mart chutz min ha'isha shechol limchos. So time ba'demachi alo machi nafka b'shal baila. The default should be that she wants to go with her husband. V'haktani reisha v'lo yodei ishto alo midaitan. So that sounds like she has to explicitly state her desire, right, to be with her husband. Hastam alo nafka. So maya alo midaitan lav da amri in. It's not a situation where she actually has to articulate this. Alo bistama. That she does have the right to articulate, right? In Aisha Miskadesh Salamidaita. So she's allowed to articulate, right, the desire not to be, part of this karban. Vakulam Shashachtu Vishachad Rabban Aleim Yotzin Bishal Rabban Dibistama. So the Gemara says that's a normal situation unless they've otherwise articulated. Uktani chutz min Aisha Mibneshi Cholalimchos. So Amarava, Rava said, yeah, but if you look in that section of the Braisa, Kevan Sheshachto in the Chamicho, I gadol mizah. So it's true that there are multiple ways of opting out. One of them is to say, no thanks, I'll do my own Korban Pesach. You know what's an even more clear statement? Is actually shechting your own Korban Pesach, right? That's like, that's when they call in the family therapist and they say, I think there's some tension here. There seems to be a breakdown in communication. Okay. So, let's take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Al yedei bishvil shebino bito aktanim alav lechancham. Hilkach, bein midaitan dehaina bistamba k'demoki lekam, bein shalom midaitan de'amri lo, ein yecholim levchos. V'chein avdo v'shivchaso aknainim al koracham yimshichu acharav, tismuchin alav. Right, they have no halachic independence. Masha kana eved, kana rabo. Aval shivchaso ha'ivris, right, amri ivri is a k'tana by definition, Avagav de lo mishkachas la biktana da yotze besimanim came and done ein alav lechancha yechola limchos. Right, so it's really fascinating. I guess this will not accord so much with the modern ear, but the point that Rashi's making is where there is a din chinuch that ipso facto deprives the children of their right to object. The Amma Ivriya is a katana, but she can issue a macha because there's no overriding halachic obligation of chinuch. You see, that's the echo of what we saw in Tosas just a moment ago, where Tosas says, ah, no, you're right, this is a compromise in terms of Pesach, Shalola Menuyav, but the din of chinuch is more important, especially by a yasum. Right? We have a communal responsibility to make sure they're affiliated with the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Okay. Just skipping down a little bit in Rashi, chutz min aisha she yotzeit b'shalatz v'neishem b'cha asa b'cha dekaimalan yichol aisha she tomer labala eini nizonas mishalcha ve'eini osa l'tzarkecha. Right, the way that Chazal set up marriage, right, in terms of the dinei ksuba, is that there should be a healthy reciprocity, quid pro quo, if you will. Right, so a woman can waive her right to mizonos, right, she'era effectively. But in the other direction, right, she shouldn't be able to do that in a way that's, let's say, unfair. So eno nizonus mishalcha ve'eni osa letzarkecha, she should be able to benefit if she's waiving that right. So normally the din d'rabbanan would be is masa yadeha lebaila, and in this case, eni osa letzarkecha, because she's waiving her right to mizonos. So again, instead of perceiving this as a din prati in the Korban Pesach, Rashi, both with respect to Ketanim, as well as with respect to the Isha, is portraying this as a din klali, saying, in terms of the Baal's right to impose on the children, that's a function of his general mandate of chinuch, and in terms of the woman's right to opt out, either verbally or by organizing her own Korban Pesach, so that's a function of her general independence. Masha'in Kain, right, the Eved Knani and the Shifcha Knainis who have no independence. That's a Kinin Aguf. Masha'kan Eved Kanarabo. So Rashi chooses to portray all of these halachos, again, not as so much as dinim in the Korban Pesach, but as dinim in the nature of the relationship per se. Everybody clear on that point? That's a very, very, very important point. Okay. So Eved Shel Shnei Shutvin. So the issue was as follows. So he said, unless we have some indication, and we saw Rashi already in the Mishnah said the indication is that one of them maybe even has to verbalize assent and say, okay, I allow my stake in the Eved to be covered by the other person's Korban Pesach, otherwise the Eved would be stuck. So let's take a look actually at that Lashon and Rashi here and try to plug it back into the Gemara. So Rashi says, Lo Yochal Mishal Shnei, and this is Rashi in the Mishnah, Lo mi pischo shel zev, lo mi shel zev. Afilu him niwa echad al pischo. One of them, you know, conscientiously thought to include this eved. Minos and rishos lechela ka'acher limanos al zev. Right, he doesn't have full bylos over this eved, so he can't make that unilateral decision. Ve'en lo takad alim kein ratzu shneim sheimane ma'achad. Ratzu shneim. So we just dealt with a Gemara that tried to understand what is that. Rotsa. So again, what would the options be based on the previous Gemara in terms of giving us confidence that everybody is on board with this? Based on the previous Gemara, we'd have two possibilities. Eitan?
Either verbally, one of the masters say he can eat with you, or I guess they could all be in one chabura.
Interesting. Okay, so the chabur, that's a very creative solution. We haven't seen that quite yet, but so the first thing you said is right. You have explicit affirmative consent, as it's referred to today, right? Or what would the other possibility be based on the previous Gemara? Avi, you want to take a stab at it? And it's, even if you don't have affirmative consent, the previous Gemara contemplated. Well, that there is min hastam, unless we have some reason to believe otherwise, that maybe we could take silence, not as a macha, but as a kind of an assent. We have no reason to believe that there would be an objection here, right? I don't know, it's not a loss, on the contrary, right? So if one of the adonim takes responsibility for the eved in this regard and says, okay, he'll be with me, so if the other one waves a flag, okay, so he waves a flag, right? He objected. That's what Eitan was saying. But let's say he doesn't say anything. So that's what the Gemara is going to try to figure out here. So Eved Shel Shnei Shutvin. So Rami Le Ravina Sabele Rav Nachman Tnan. Eved Shel Shnei Shutvin Lo Yochal Mishal Shneim. V'atanya Ratzim Yisrael Ochel Ratzim Yisrael Ochel. Contradictory statement in the Braisa. So Amalei Ina Sabele Rav Milapasya Ukma. So the way that the Chachmei and Masorah used to refer to each other, sometimes Rashi and Masechet Avodah Zarah says sometimes they weren't the most presentable, at all, even though Talmidei Chachamim is the Rambam Paskins La'alocha, in the Chos Deos, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, how important it is to always be at the cutting edge of sartorial standards. In other words, Tam Chacham Desle Revav Bevigdo, it's not a good thing. I don't think you have to be at the cutting edge, that was hyperbole, but... they weren't always so careful. Rashi says, "Darkin shel tamidei chachamim shemitzdarin al limud Torah ve'ina mechabsin bigdeihem." Right, so you know every young tzur b'mei rabbanan, you know, has suffered the good and well-intentioned slings and arrows of their mother on this point, on more than one occasion. But it's not a new phenomenon. Okay, at least let that be the chatzin nechama for us. So that's the pasi ukma. So obviously the position that Rav Nachman was trying to stake out was that, look, he says, you know, there's a different mitzvah. So if you know that there's tension between them, so you'd require clear assent. If you know that they basically get along, you know, they share the Eved. We then have, again, it's kind of anomalous for us to think about. Hopefully we don't think so much about it. But, you know, they have a good working relationship, let's say, as the Adonim in this Eved, right? They're always hanging out at the shareholders meeting and, you know, lo kapti hadadeh, so maybe minastam, it's going to be enough that, you know, he's going to be able to participate in the Korban Pesach without any reasonable expectation that there's an objection from the other Adon. Ratzah mizeh ochel, ratzah mizeh ochel. Okay, what about Misha chatzio Eved v'chatzio ben chorin? Lo yochal Mishal Rabo, right? He's stuck, right? Because the Mishal Rabo, who said that the Rav had in mind the Tzadcheira Shabo, the Tzadevet Shabo, fine. But Tzadcheira Shabo, until again there was a clear indication. And in terms of, you know, Shalatzmo, he's stuck in the other direction, because Shalatzmo, right, he can, you know, be motzi his independent half. What about, you know, his indentured half? So Mishal Rabo the Lo yochal, of a Mishal Atzmo yochal, Vatanya, Lo yochal Mishal Avelo Mishal Rabo, Lo kasha kan kemishna rishona, kan kemishna acharona. No. In terms of dine mamanos, this is good enough. How dare you, right? Lisa shev choyno yachol shekvar chatzio ben chorin. Lisa vas choyno yachol shedayin chatzio eved. And that's an issa deraisa, right? Of lo yakadeh. She's not allowed to marry a shev choyno tzad ben chorin shebo. Yibatol, so say there's no din of peri v'rivya, v'lo lo nivra olam, lo peri v'rivya, shenemar, lo so v'ra, la sheves yitzara. Elam b'nei tikkun olam, kofen es rabo, v'ose oso ben chorin, v'kosev shtar al chatzi dama, v'chaz rabbe sol, lahoros ke beishama. It's such a beautiful gemara, and this is the Mishnah Shniyah. Rabbe sol will say that beishama is absolutely right. How you can have a person living in a situation where they can't have a life for themselves? It's wrong. So that's a fascinating thing. Right, we don't want this person to be stuck in limbo, and so kofin is rabo, and you know, he'll get paid for it, and he'll emancipate this chatzi eved, and there will be then he'll be, you know, de facto mishuchrar, and then the two halves come together to form a ben chorin. So Bali Tosus point out kofin is rabo bechatzia shivcha and kofin is rabo. Unless there's really pritzas going on, that when she will be emancipated, right? She is actually not formally obligated in period of Rivia. Very famous sugya, right? Are we going to tell a person to sin so that you know, the eved is in a better situation? The meshachar avdo over basay. Because the pasuk says, "Lo olam b'hem tavod." So Yeshlom a mitzvah rabba shiny to lo sel v'ra lo shavu sitzara k'de mishani gabi Reb Lazar shishichar avdo mitzvah the rabim shiny. So, you know, it's a really interesting, you know, point that the Bali Atosus is making, because mitzvah the rabim, we already know that from Gamliel and Tevi Avdo. What situation am I alluding to? Avi, go ahead. Right, exactly, to make the minyan. So that's a mitzvah derabim. So what's the sort of the twist that Tosus is doing here? Tosus is doing a little bit of fancy footwork. It's not so obvious at all. I think it's beautiful, but Tosus is saying, oh, a mitzvah derabim. So there you have a mitzvah derabim, you have a mitzvah derabanan in terms of minyan, and you can bekum v'asei, violate a mitzvah asei of the olam b'hem tavodu. So what we have here, right, is a bitul asay for a mitzvah derabim. So Bali Atosus is saying, oh, if that's true, so what can we say? Ilan, what's the chiddush of Tosus?
The mitzvah derabim is just a simin that it happens to be a mitzvah rabba, but really any mitzvah rabba.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing. That is an amazing thing. And that justifies chatei bishvil sheyazake chavercha. If it's an important enough mitzvah, then you should. So chayecha kodmin lechayi chavercha is a very important principle in halacha. Hein le'inyin gashmius, hein le'inyin ruchnius. So this is a very important principle that we see right now. Okay, so let's go a little bit further in terms of the Mishnah and go down to the Mishnah in Pei Tesa Min Aleph, Mirtz Hashem, and then if we have some time, I want to circle back to a previous Tosus. Omer la'avdo tzei v'shchot alai is a Pesach, shacha gdi yochal, shacha tala yochal, right? Min ha'kavasi min ha'izim tikachu, shacha gdi utala yochal min ha'rishon, shacha chmamra lo rabo, keitzad yasa, yishcha tala v'gdi, v'yomer im gdi amr li rabbi, Gidi shalo v'tala shali v'im tala amr li rabbi ha tala shalo u gidi shali shachach rabo amr lo, right? Everybody's a little frazzled in Erev Pesach over here, so nobody remembers what he actually told them to do. So Shneim Yetzu LeBeis HaSreifo Pturim Lasos Pesach Sheni. Problem is that when the Rav doesn't remember which one he actually told them to do, so both of them unfortunately have to go to the Beis HaSreifa, and Rashi explains, Delo Yadi, Hai Dehai, V'Hai Dehai, you know, which one belongs to the Evan, which one belongs to the Rav, V'Ein Pesach Ne'achal Ela Leminuyav. Okay, Turim Pesach Sheni, so Rashi understands, based on the Gemara, that there's an Okimta here, D'Shchita Zrika Mal Yasehi, the Shchita and Zrika were fine, Chada Hai V'Chada Dehai, V'Kame Shmaya Galia, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, you know, in terms of the Avodos, to whom did the Gdi belong and to whom did the Tala belong? More on that in just a moment. The Gemara says, Pshita, that's so obvious. Mina kvasa, mina izim tikachu. So why would we care if it's a keves or an ez? So shachat gdi yochal, af agav, de ragil betala, shachat tala yochal, af agav, de ragil bigdi. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if every other year he had a Tala and this year he has a Gdi, so we go with it, and vice versa. Ella shachah gedi v'tala yochal min harishon v'atani nimnin al shnei psachim ge'achad. How could you possibly be part of two different minuyim at once? So masnisim b'melech u'malka. We're talking about a very unique situation. Melech and malka. V'atani nimnin al shnei psachim ke'achad. Ma'isav melech u'malka shemru l'avdeyim tzu v'shachto aleinu asapesach v'yatzu v'shachto aleinu shnei psachim. The question was, you know, is this halachically permissible? Bo v'shalu as hamelach. Amar lahem, he says, I have no idea. L'chu v'shalu as hamelach. There's a great Rashi on this. Rashi says, shalu as hamelach, b'kiyah v'chach ma'isa. She was a bigger Talmud Chacham than he was. So he says, no, ask my wife. She knows these halachos. So she didn't know this halacha. So she says, to her credit, right, this is one of the simanim of a Chacham or a Chachama, based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Amar shalo shama, amar lo shamati, lo yodea, lo yadati. Right, is not to pretend to know something that you don't know. So, l'chu v'shalu as hamalka, bo v'shalu min hamalka, amar lahem l'chu v'shalu as Rabbi Gamliel. Let's get the rabbi. So, bo v'shalu as Rabbi Gamliel, amar lahem malka u'melach, the daitan kalaleyam yochlu min harishon. Anon, but he makes it very clear, lo nocha lo min harishon v'lo min hasheni. So we, you know, we who are not living the lives of the rich and famous, you know, of the monarchs, so we have kepedos. So we have one and not the other. We have the Gdi and not the Tala. We have the Tala, we don't have the Gdi. But when it comes to the Melech and the Malka, what he means in terms of, you know, this sometimes has a different implication altogether, the Daitan Kala, it means that, no, they could conceive of themselves as having really no Kepeda whatsoever, because, you know, the next day they could order the Filet Mignon. So they're not Makbid on Gdi versus Tala. V'shuv pamachas nimtzeis halata, that's obviously one of the shratzim, that b'mosam is mitame, v'beisam it b'chayim, v'bikshu l'tame kol asuda kula. So bo v'shalu asa melech, amar lahem l'chu v'shalu asa malka. She knows dine taros better than me also, not just kachim, but taros. So bo v'shalu asa malka, amar lahem l'chu v'shalu asa gamliel. She's smart enough, she says, get the rabbi. So bo v'shalu asa, amar lahem beisam it b'chayim. Roseach otzonin. What was the floor in there? Was it hot or cold? So Amalo Roseach. It was piping hot. So Gamliel says, oh, it's piping hot and it looks like it's mace and therefore it's metame. So let's get something cold and see if we could shake it out of its, senescence. So Amar Lahem, Lechuvi Tilo Akosh Otzonin, Halchuvi Tilo Akosh Otzonin, Virichsha. And all of a sudden it started moving. So this is one of the properties of Shratzim, is they could look dead when they're really alive. So v'tira gamliel kol asuda v'tira gamliel kol asuda kula nimtza melech talay b'malka v'nimtzeis malka tuliyah b'gamliel nimtzeis kol asuda tuliyah b'gamliel. So gamliel saved the suuda, not just the korban pesach. Okay, so shachach ma'asham lo rabo. So the Gemara says shali hatala shali mashkan eved kana rabo. We're dealing with an eved k'naini. What's going on here? So I'm Rabbaya. Holech etzel roa haragil rabo etzlo, denichle betakante de rabbe, umaknim echad minay almanash, and the rabo rishos bo. So what happened was is that he went to the shepherd to purchase his korban pesach that had a relationship with his rav, and the shepherd was enough of a talmid chacham to realize that the only way that we're going to have a viable situation is to make a tnai where everybody's going to end up with one, right? So he doesn't remember what the rav said to him, so he makes a tnai, you know, in terms of the gdi and the tala, so that this can be nishchat leminuyav. So the Balei HaTosfos point out, Al Menashe in the Rabba Rishos Bo, Lamanda Mar Perakam the Kiddushin, Dekani Rabbi Achiitin Al Menashe Yatzah Belecheros, that the Shiro all the way has to be Techeros, Hachanami Pari Achiitin Lo, Sheyetzi Bo Chovas Pesach. This is going to be very important for us in just a little bit. But basically, Tosfos is saying is that, yeah, this would still be considered the Takana to the Rav because nobody wants to miss out on the Karban Pesach. It's such a, you know, the chavivas of the Karban Pesach. So even if it means that he's going to be, you know, pischo v'yado ba'in ka'achas, that's still going to be considered a takana, zochin la'adam shalom b'fanav. The roa, the sheep or goat seller, is going to have the right to do this. That's an amazing extension that the Balei HaTosfos are making. Okay. Next case. So shachach rabo mashamlo. So Amar Abaye, this was foreshadowed by Rashi. So lo shanu ela shachach achar zrika de'inna de'iz derik dam have a chazi la'achila. Well, shachach lifnei zrika de'chi izrik dam lo have a chazi la'achila chayavin la'asos pesach sheni. Zika demasi la'abraisa chamisha, there were five individuals shenizavu oros pischayim zebazeh v'nimtzeis yabelas, that's a mum that's posel by the Karban Pesach v'echad mehem. So one of the five, 20%, are really not yotze. So what do you do? So kulan yotze in the beis hasreifa, p'turin lasos beis hasheni. So amar abaya, so now we apply the same standard of abaya, the same yardstick, lo shana lashlish arvu l'achar zrika, dibi'idn d'izrik dam, yavachazi l'achila, val nis arvu l'fnei zrika, chayav in lasos beis hasheni. So mandem astia mastisin kolshkin abraisa, mandem astia abraisa mastisin lo. Why? Kivan dikshayrin ninhu, right? There was no psul, there's no equivalent to the yabela, so it's just a question of forgetting whether it was gedi or tala, di'i itkar, havi chazi l'achila, kame shemaya galya. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, maybe that helps. So you can't necessarily go from the case of the yabela to the case of forgetting of the gedi or tala. You could certainly go from the case of forgetting di'i tala to the case of yabela. Okay. So Amr Mar, Pturim Lasos Pesach Shenu, Ika Chad Delo Nafik. So one of the five in the situation of the Yabelas wasn't Yotze. So Gemara says, but it's Hecha Delo Afshar, Mishun Delo Afshar, Hecha Li Avid. Leisi Kochad V'chad Pesach. If you want each of them to bring another Korban Pesach, you have a bigger problem. Kamaisi Chulin La'azara, Derbar Minayu Avdi Lahu. Four of them have already been Yotze. Leisi Kulu Chad Pesach. So maybe they should not each bring a separate Pesach, so you circumvent the Chulin Lazara problem. So Nimta Pesach Nechal Shalom Minuyav. Right, the problem with that is that, you know, the Pesach will be Nechal for people that it's not really Roy for. Because again, four of the five, right, are fundamentally Potter. They've already brought their Karban Pesach. So Haimai, Nesi Kochad Vinayu Pischo, Vinisni, maybe they can make a Tanai. Maybe this will circumvent the Chulin Bazar problem. Vinema Idi Balmum, Hai Daisi Hashtan Nehavi Pesach. If I had the Abelas, let this be my Karban Pesach. Vididi Tam, if my one was one of the 80% that was actually a Tam, Hai Daisi Hashtan Nehavi Shlam. Maybe we can bank on the fact that Karban Pesach, you know, falls back into the position of Shlam. So, Lo Afshar, Mishum Deika Chaze Vishok. The Kohanim who the Achile. If it's a Shlamim, so then you need a Kohen involved. So the Gemara says, so fine. Im Kvar as Kvar, Vinesi Kochad Vachad Kohen Bahadei. Get your local Kohen, and that will solve the problem. Achilas Chaze Vashok. So the Gemara says, not so simple. Hi Kohen Echidami David Pesach. If he's already filled his obligation to Korban Pesach, Dilma Hai Pesach, Uvenim Tas Pesach Nachal. Shalom Nuyav, somebody's already fulfilled, as we just saw a moment ago, their obligation of Korban Pesach can't possibly be signed up for a second Korban Pesach. V'idlo Avid Pesach Dil Mashlamim Ho. Maybe he'll get one of the 80% that's actually Shlamim V'lo Avid Pesach. So how's it going to work out for him? So the Gemara says, well, how about this permutation? V'nesi Kol Chamisha Chad Kohen. Let's control the variables. There's only one Kohen representing all five. Dilo Avad Pesach, that's going to solve the problem of Shalom Menuyah. We know he wasn't Yotzei's Karban Pesach. V'nimni lavei, hani chamisha psachim. D'mimanav shachich yachad dilo Avad Pesach. V'kanaf gibei. One of the five of them right, was not Yotze his Karban Pesach, it's not Chulin Lazara, this Kohen also didn't do his Karban Pesach, and so, you know, he'll be Yotze, and the one of the five, if we only knew who the person was, it would be simpler, but we don't, so everybody's now going to fulfill their obligation of Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, we have another problem. Elam Yishum Dekam Mamid Be'achila Shlamin. The problem is that four of the five who are going to have to be treated like a carbon pasach, the Bali Atosos point out the Shitasam here, you know, it sounds like Yom Valayla is really until Alos HaShachar, so they start talking about, well, what, do we really mean Yom Valayla till Alos HaShachar, or do we mean till Chatzos? Interesting. Paskin Likra Blazar Ben Azariah, right? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Bali Atosos. But be that as it may, Yishlamim is Shnei Yomim V'lai Le'achad. And if you'll say, what's the big deal? So you're just being machmir. So Nimta Sorev Kadshim Ksherim. And, you know, you're going to treat it as Nosar before it's actually Nosar. So that's a problem. So the Gemara says, V'nesi Mosar HaPesach. Remember, we talked about the idea of a person who has, let's say, Huzlu HaTulayim. The price of sheep goes down, so you have extra money. Or there were extra psachim that were somehow separated. Let's say Nevada Pesach, and then you separate another one, then you find it. So why don't you just bring one of those? Because we know the din of the Mosar Pesach is Yom Balayla. Venema, ididi balmum, if I was the Yabelas, hai da'isi hash ne'avi Pesach, ididi tamu, ne'avi hai da'isi hash to shlamin. The Mosar Pesach nechal Yom Balayla echad. So Gemara says, the problem is, v'chima frishin tchila, Lemotaris, you can't do this lechatchila. You can't bring mina mosar the pesach as a carbon pesach. So the Gemara says v'nitrechu v'nesi mosar ha-pesach. Maybe we should actually just go around yivakshu anashim that have these on hand. So it's not like lechatchila we're creating a mosar ha-pesach. It's legitimate. We're just, you know, finding people who had a mosar ha-pesach already on their hands. So the Gemara says elam yishum smicha dilu pesach lo bai smicha. And smicha is b'chol kocho, and if it's really a carbon pesach, that's considered avoda b'kadshim. Tosfos, by the way, jumps in on that and says that only is true if you hold smicha as b'chol kocho. But if you don't hold smicha b'chol kocho, then it's not considered a form of avoda b'kadshim. Okay, so that's a good idea to have. So ha'teinach carbon anashim. So we could see why it'd be a problem for anashim who have to do smicha. But smicha by nashim is a rishus, right? That's what the Gemara says. That Eishes Yona, she practiced smicha. What are you going to say about nashim? If it's just a technical problem of smicha, she doesn't have to do smicha. So for her, there's no difference between Mosar Pesach and the Pesach, between Shlomim and the Pesach. Hatena karban nashim ayik lemeimar lemishum matanos. No, it's because the avodah sadam is fundamentally different. Ilu Pesach matana achas. It has a din of shvicha ben achas, right? You stand next to the kerem mizbeach, v'ilu shlamim, shtaim shin arba. It's a din of zrika, right? Shlamim, asham, ola, shtei matanos shin arba, b'din zrika. Chatas is a din of matanas etzba. Pesach is a din of shvicha. V'atnan, but b'di eved. My nafkamina v'atnan, kolani sanal mizbeach achitzon, shin asana b'matan achas, kiper. Right? The fact is that, you know, b'di eved, it would be acceptable. So the Gemara says, nobody said that you could do that lechatchila. So Tosfos has an incredible remark here. I think it's just fascinating. So Tosfos says, okay. So if the point of the Gemara is that we're going to say one of these five guys really didn't do his Karban Pesach, isn't that a suffix on all of them of a chi of kares? And the only objections the Gemara had to any of these, Mosar, Pesach, Smicha, Zrika versus Shvicha, all of these is just a din lechatchila. So Tosfos is a little confused. So Tosfos says, Hani mile di'eved, v'hu adin da'akulu aminan hai, asmicha v'matanos v'anosar, Vesema v'chibish v'yel d'shema yeh nosar o mishum smicha d'lo ma'akva. Smicha isn't ma'akev anyway. O yasu matanos kil chasan yikanes lidei safe kares. All of these objections of the Gemara, Tosfos says, seems to pale in comparison to the fundamental issue at stake here, which is that one of the five guys didn't do his Karban Pesach, chazabal mum, so all of them are b'safe kares. So that's a really good question. how in the world are we going to risk a safek kares for a problem that's not even ma'akev? Shvicha versus zrika, chashash nosar, avoda bekadshim. It seems like drawing the wrong conclusion. So Tosa says, Yeshlomar, the tov shiidacha safek kares b'shev al tase, mima shiyasu rubam shelo kehugan, ki kvar rubam asu pesach. So Tosu seems to be combining two different halachic principles. One of them is the chasm between kumbase and sheval tase. And second, of course, is rov. So each of these individuals has an 80% chance that they're not the one who's chayiv kares. They can all honestly say that. That's mathematically, factually, incontrovertible. Another question is, are we going to allow them, bekumbase, to do something what Tosus calls shelo kehugan? It's not really the right thing to do to avoid a 20% safek, even though it's a serious safek, it's a safek kares. And the answer is no. Ivan, go ahead.
Let's go against Tosfos in Akrisus, which says that even by svek sveka, you bring in Hashem Talon.
Right, so I think that, the Hashem Talon is always, the rejoinder. But we always have to contend with two things there. Number one, the Ikba Yisura factor, which does change things. And the fact, the other distinction, I think, that you have to deal with is here, right, how do you measure the 20% versus the sveik sveika? So the chiddush of Tosfos is that normally when it comes to sveik sveika, we would say that there's no leidas ha-safik. We're going to say there has to be, this is my view of that, that when it's ikba isura, there's always a leidas ha-safik, right? There's always a leidas ha-safik. You can't avert that. That's the whole situation of Hashem Talui. So in some sense, Ilan, you come to some, I think maybe a counterintuitive point, but that the sfeik sfeika, when you're dealing with an ikba isura situation, is actually stronger than a miyot. I think that's exactly what Tosus is saying. Okay. Every one of the five involved can be machria himself, lekaf schos. Okay. So do people have time? Do people have 4 minutes for me just to get the beginning of a Tosfos in? Okay, so if we go back to Peiches Amar Aleph for a second. So Lisa Shivchainu Yachol. So this is again was the story of Beis Hillel being Chozer L'Divrei Beis Shammai, right? Because, Es Rabu Tikantem, Es Atzma Lo Tikantem, and, Lo Nivra Olam, Lo Peri V'Rivya, Lo Sovir Ola, Sheves Yitzara, V'im Tomar, V'Lesi Aseh De Peru Revu, V'Yudach Alav, De'Lo Yekadesh. Why do you assume that we have to trigger the mechanism of chatei b'shvil sheyizakeh chavercha, you violate the asei of olam ha'am tavodu? Why don't we just say about this individual, the chatzi eved, the chatzi ben chorin, that piria v'rivia is going to be docha the los asei of lo yekadesh, that the tzad ben chorin shebo is going to be married to a shivcha k'nainis, right? Which normally would be. If you had a full ben chorin, that would be the isser of lo yekadesh. Right, lo yisav gever itita amata, right, that he's not allowed to marry a shivcha k'nainis. So Yishlomer mishum dido, deleka asei de'efshar lo be'eved. So fascinating view is that, if you're just looking at him, that's fine, but what about her? She's party to this also. She doesn't have a corresponding asei of period of Rivian, and even if she did, the fulfillment of Piri Viribi, it's interesting, it's not with the birth of the child, but he's calling it Behotza Zera. V'im Tomar, another possible solution. V'im Ker Atzmo Be'evet Ivri. V'yem Mutter B'Shevcha. Yeshomer B'Zman Shina Yovel Noeg. Right? Could just be Kimta. The Az Nami and Noeg Evet Ivri. Voda Mari. Read that's not a viable option. V'im Tomar Yisa, this is going to be a limited market here, but Chatzia Shivcha v'Chatzia Bas Chorin. So Tosa says Yeshlomer da'asi tzad avdos Umishtamesh bitzad cheros. That's not possible either, because you don't say that, ah, all the pieces align perfectly. That because he's a chatzi evet and a chatzi ben chorin, and she's a chatzi shivcha and a chatzi bas chorin, that in terms of their union, the evet only mixes with the shivcha, and the chatzi ben chorin mixes with the chatzi bas chorin. It doesn't work that way. So again, in the lamdas of chatzi evet and chatzi ben chorin, what we're really saying is like you can't just divide him into two halves. We say the right side of his body versus the left side of his body, right? Every cell in his body, right, has the status of ben hashmashos, right, of yom valayla, of eved and ben chorin. That's the whole point. Nachi, go ahead.
Just in general, based on this principle that we can't say that one line is with the other, like, why do we say chulin v'toch chulin and truma v'toch truma? Why don't we say here that you can't just say...
Right. No, so that's exactly right. So we are allowed to use tlios in many different cases. But here the point is that there's no tlia to make because we don't have chulin and truma. We have chatzi evet chatzi ben chorin. So you'll pick up on it in this pithy way. It's not chatzi evet chatzi ben chorin. It's chatzi evet chatzi ben chorin. It's one organic unit. That makes sense? So you can't say the tliya point. Okay. So, again, we talked about how the mitzvah of chinuch, right, overrides any volitional objection that the ketanim have, which is an amazing idea. And even, really interesting, that normally we're not allowed to be machil ketanim, you know, machalos asuros, when it comes to Pesach shelo l'minuyav. So if you hold that that's a din derabanan, right? Heim amru v'heim amru. Chazal said the yasom, even you know when there is no breira, we can't really say that the korban of this apotropos is the right korban. But it's better to have in that situation a chinuch of participating in the korban pasach, even if it's at the compromise of shalom, the minuyav, the chazur beisol, the horos kedivrei beishamai, right? Lo sovira lo shavas yitzara. The gather of chate b'shul shetazake chavercha is a mitzvah rabba. Mitzvah deraibim, as Ilan said, is a manifestation of that. We talked about the idea of melech and malka. Melech and malka could really have their das on two different korbanos because they literally have no kpedos whatsoever. We talked about the different kinds of matanos damim, chatas be'etzba, ola, asham, shlamim, shnei matanos shein arba, bezrika, korban pesach, is dam zvachecha yishafech, is shficha. And the Baal Yatosos, when they are mitzaref two different factors, rov, number one, and two, the idea of kum ve'asei, so they say it's better to be nichnas to a sofe kares bimiyot than it would be to do things shelo kehugan, you know, bekum ve'asei, which is, I think, a very, very critical point. Okay. Outstanding. Good? All right, we will pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a good night.
Good night.